You need to disrupt the narrative with your message. If you're investing in being visible in your channels where your ideal clients are, you also want to stand out. You need to own your lane and be known for a specific point of view. So coaching and consulting are very crowded categories. There's experts frequently sharing the same concepts, the same ideas, and using the same language. You become one of hundreds when you don't take the time to craft a unique message that brings insight and new ways of thinking about solutions to your ideal clients' most pressing challenges. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey, my friend, welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. It's here where you get really great advice and time-tested strategies to help you grow your business as a coach or consultant. So if you have decided to opt out rather than lean in, if you are taking the perceived riskier route of growing a business on your own, then you have landed in the perfect place at the perfect time. And here we are. We are already at the end of January, and this year is flying by. I don't know about you, but I feel like, oh my God, what happened? 4 weeks are gone already. And I hope you had a fast start to your year. And if you're looking to get clarity on the best place to invest your focus for growth this year and what looks like a challenging economy ahead, please reach out on LinkedIn. We've been offering training sessions. We've been offering planning support and help with your revenue projections and yearly plans in our free resources and events. And the best way to get alerted to those free resources and events that we're giving away and the events that we're hosting is to follow me on LinkedIn and click that bell icon at the top of my profile so that you get alerts of all of our offerings. We have something coming up in a couple of weeks about how to convert clients whenever you speak. And now is not a time to pull back or pull back on your visibility or be quiet. Even if you are reassessing your strategy, you still need to be visible. So make sure that you're following us on LinkedIn. We'd love to see you in one of our live Zoom rooms so I can just love all over you, because I am all about the entrepreneurship love, that this is not the easy path to take. And I am so in awe of your courage and your commitment to grow your business. So I look forward to seeing you there. And before we dive into our show today, I want to shout out to our fan, Joey Hack, who gave us some love on Apple Podcasts for our show on slow marketing, which was episode number 122, in case you missed it. And it might seem like a small thing, but when you rate our podcast, and especially when you leave a review, it makes it easier for others to find our show. And I don't know about you, but when I shop for something, I always read the reviews, right? So hearing from real people or who have purchased a product or real listeners who have invested the time in a podcast helps others know if it's worth the time investing in this show too. And since you already know it is, helping others get the love by sharing it with them too is just such a gift. So I appreciate you for that. Thank you, Joey. And if you would like to leave us a rating or review on wherever you're listening to this podcast, please do. It helps us move up in the ratings, and we have a goal to be one of the most valuable podcasts on women and entrepreneurship on all channels. So appreciate you. I appreciate you sharing this show. And I've been reflecting the last few weeks on what were the key lessons that we learned in 2022, both for me and my clients this last year. And rather than give you a list of common themes that you could get anywhere, or maybe you've heard before, I've really been thinking long and hard about what were the big insights, what were the game changers for us this year. And for some of you, this might seem like common sense. And for others, this might spur you into new ways of thinking about how you run your business and how you grow your business. And the first was one of the big insights that I had this year that, of course, I shared with all my clients as well. And that is you need to pay yourself a fair market wage. And we all know as entrepreneurs that we're preserving the cash, right? Especially when you first start out, you want to reinvest in your business growth and you might not be paying yourself that much. And that's fine. And whether you pay yourself $500 a month or $1,000 a month when you're first getting started, it just matters that you pay yourself and that your ultimate goal is to get yourself up to a fair market wage. And I know for most of the people who are in my circles, most of my clients, that meant you were making multiple six figures in the corporate space. And as a CEO, you deserve to be making multiple six figures as well. But at a minimum, you need to be able to afford your lifestyle and not have to compromise, right? So paying yourself a fair market wage was a real game changer for me last year. And although I was running a healthy profit for the business, I found that I was underpaying myself on the payroll. So I'm an S corp. You might be an LLC or an S corp, or maybe you're a sole proprietor. As an S corp, I'm required to be on my company's payroll. But what was happening was I wasn't paying myself a fair market wage. But I also take an owner's draw, and your owner's draw doesn't show up on your P&L statement. So once I read the book by Greg Crabtree called Simple Numbers, Straight Talk, Big Profits, and understood that if anything happened to you, right, if anything happened to me, if I had to step away from my business for months or even a year, and I had to pay someone to come and sit in this seat and keep this business growing and running, I would have to pay that person at least a six-figure salary. And so paying yourself $150,000, $200,000 a year if you're already earning healthy revenues is something that you should work toward. And then at the end of that, having at least 10% profits after payroll is essential to running a healthy business. And if you're investing in growth, if you're investing in new products, if you're investing in new people or investing in new marketing initiatives or new technologies that are going to cost, then a 15% profit after payroll is what you're shooting for. So if you're a sole proprietor, you might not be seeing the profitability of your business because what passes through the business passes through to you as revenue and profit. So make sure you have a trusted bookkeeper who is tracking the money. You need to make good decisions about where the money goes, especially in your early days. So pay yourself a fair market wage. That was a game changer for me in 2022, because although I had healthy profits of 30% or more, I wasn't accounting for my owner's draw, and that was giving me a false sense of profitability. So now using the profit first method in an adapted way, slightly adapted way, I take that 15% profit and I put it in that account first. So that was number one, pay yourself a fair market wage because otherwise you have inflated profitability. And number two is be visible. You can't be invisible and discoverable at the same time. You've probably heard me say that before, because although it seems logical that, like, of course, Deb, I have to be visible. I have to be on social media. I have to be speaking.
You need to disrupt the narrative with your message.
If you're investing in being visible in your channels, the launch lab and the SAR, your accelerator,
you also want
to
stand out.
You need to own your lane and be known for a specific point of view.
So some of you were not born with a cell phone in your hand.
Aren't used There's to taking selfies
frequently sharing the same your concepts, life's journey,
the same ideas,
on your cell phone,
and using the same language.
But when it
you
comes
become
to
one of
being
discoverable
you don't
online,
take the time
you have
to
craft
a unique
you have to be visible
that brings insight
and you have
in
to be visible on
stages
about
where your ideal clients
to your
gathering.
Ideal clients.
You have to be visible on social media.
Challenges.
You have to be visible on your own channels if you're gathering people together. So this might include your professional networks, your industry associations, your conferences where ideal clients are hanging out. And while visibility is essential, It can also be detrimental if you're not prepared. You know, you have about 3 seconds to grab someone's attention on social media. So using those 3 seconds to stop the scroll with a powerful idea, which leads me to the number three insight I discovered in 2022. You need to disrupt the narrative with your message. If you're investing in being visible in your channels where your ideal clients are, you also want to stand out. You need to own your lane and be known for a specific point of view. So coaching and consulting are very crowded categories. There's experts frequently sharing the same concepts, the same ideas, and using the same language. You become one of hundreds when you don't take the time to craft a unique message that brings insight and new ways of thinking about solutions to your ideal clients' most pressing challenges. So push your thinking, be more innovative with how you reframe the common narrative to stand out in your messaging in a way that educates, that entertains your audience, but also gives them something memorable about you. So whenever I speak and I deliver a new masterclass or a new training, I always ask myself, what will make this memorable? What is that one thing that people will take away and say, oh my God, I've never thought of it that way before? And that's what we do. That's what we do in the Six Figure Accelerator. That's what we do in our Standout Webinars program, which is kicking off very shortly, starting February 17th. And we offer this 3 times during the course of the year. But our winter session starts February 17th, 2023. And it's where we push you to create memorable content in your talks. These could be in-person workshops or speaking from the stage or offering webinars or online trainings to your community. You want to be memorable with the words that you use. So your messaging is super important. So that was number three. And the number four insight in 2022 was to fill your skills with a rockstar team and to build your team with high quality freelance talent that already has the expertise in the field that you're looking to hire for and can bring innovation, immediate innovation to your business process and help you stand out in your category, right? So while your first hire might be a virtual assistant, you want to hire someone not just with admin skills, but with business operations skills. So focus on someone who can help you develop your standard operating procedures so that if that person cycles out, you already have captured the best practices and protocols for your business. Next, you might need sales or marketing support. And I believe it's possible to get both in one person, right? So if you're hiring a marketing role, look for someone who can rapidly get up to speed on understand your voice and your values and your leadership position in your category, and who can create effective content that engages your followers and helps them convert from social media channels to being a part of your ecosystem, to being on your mailing list. Find someone who keeps up with technology and is innovative in their approach. But you're the star, right? You're the star. You can't passively market when you're the solopreneur, especially when you are the brand. Right? You may hire social media and they may develop some of your content, but you still need to show up in your channel and you're still the one who's driving the innovation in your messaging. So I just want to be clear on that. You're hiring someone who operationally has some technical skills, who can get your voice and can get you consistently visible in those channels, but you still have to show up in those channels as well. And of course, there's finance, right? So it's not everybody's favorite task, nor should you be spending a lot of time sending out invoices or capturing your expenses. You should outsource bookkeeping and financial management as soon as you can afford to. You don't want to be chasing failed payments or issuing invoices. And you should have immediate clarity for where you are in your profit and loss. You should have someone who's running those reports for you on a monthly basis. And as my friend and fractional CFO, Ruchi Pinniger, says, love your numbers and love what you're bringing in, but also love what you're managing on the bottom line. Revenue is one thing, profits are another, as we started talking about earlier. If you hate to sell, hire it out. Social setters and social sellers are an emerging category of freelance talent where highly qualified and engaging sales professionals are working on your leads, they're booking consults on your calendar, and keeping track of potential clients and closed sales. So as you start to grow, you will be having conversations on a regular basis with people who are interested in working with you. You want someone who will vet those people in advance so that you're only spending time with qualified buyers, people who are already committed and excited to work with you. You need to disrupt the narrative with your message. If you're investing in being visible in your channels where your ideal clients are, you also want to stand out. You need to own your lane and be known for a specific point of view. So coaching and consulting are very crowded categories. There's experts frequently sharing the same concepts, the same ideas, and using the same language. You become one of hundreds when you don't take the time to craft a unique message that brings insight and new ways of thinking about solutions to your ideal clients' most pressing challenges. And then Christina, who's the person on my team right now, who's engaging people in conversations in the social media feed and acting as an extension of me, is making sure that people have what they need, that they have access to resources, that they're attending our trainings. So that's a very key, important role for me and my team right now, because I can't be everywhere all at once, contrary to the popular movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once. It was fabulous if you haven't seen it. You will lose more time trying to power through some of these things on your own than you will invest in someone who's actually better at them than you are and is freeing up your time to focus on your higher level tasks, your higher level skills, like creating engaging content and being seen on bigger stages. So hire as much talent as you can afford and make sure you understand the gaps in your business plan, your business strategy, and your execution, your ability to execute every month, and decide what you should keep and what you should let go of and what's much better outsourced to someone else. And lastly, but most important, success as an entrepreneur is a long game. So I want you to stop buying into the fake promises of miracle marketing strategies. While a successful, high-converting marketing strategy is essential to your success, most of those course providers and social media sellers are hawking wares with invisible returns. Hear that again. They are hawking wares with invisible returns. When you start out, every dollar counts. So don't be fooled by, we can make you hundreds of thousands in just a few months with our magic formula. Hold tight to your wallet, my friend, when you get that kind of pitch. If it's too good to be true, it is. Slow marketing is where it's at. As I mentioned, we go into slow marketing in greater detail in episode 122. Building relationships is what will make you most successful. And building relationships takes time. But the more you focus on increasing your warm network, the faster you will grow. So my colleagues who focus on paid traffic to generate cold leads close much fewer sales than those who focus on building a warm network and extending regular offers. Both strategies will get you to where you want to go. Don't get me wrong. My colleagues who invest in advertising and paid traffic for their launches make big money. But my colleagues and myself included, who focus on building relationships with warm connections, have the same results as the people who have invested tens of thousands of dollars in paid traffic to have hundreds of people sign up for their events. And when you have hundreds of people who are signing up for these events, how does it feel to be one of those people in the room? Do you feel seen? Can you feel heard? Are you feeling acknowledged and understood for where you are in your business? Likely not, right? So when we do the Reliable Revenue Secrets training every other month, we make sure that we're personally inviting people who we want to have in the room. And while we'll have 100 or 150 people sign up for those events and maybe, 30 to 50 in the room at any given point in time, everyone is seen, everyone is acknowledged, everyone is understood, everyone gets a chance to speak and get some laser coaching from me. So that's my style. That's what I prefer. It's not that one is right and one is wrong, but realize that you can invest a lot of money in paid traffic and get the same result if you had just slowed down and spent more time building connections with the people who are already in your ecosystem. And entrepreneurship can feel very isolating. You need to find yourself a group of trusted colleagues who are at a similar growth level as you are. Get a coach who is an expert at what you most need to achieve, someone who has some serious business skills, not just a one-hit marketing strategy. You know, the internet has democratized expertise. Anyone can say they're an expert in anything. So it's up to you to do the due diligence and find the person behind the promise and see what kind of skills they have, what is their background, and is this just a narrow thing that they know one thing and they've capitalized on that or and they can do it really well? Or do they have sales, marketing, operations, finance, and leadership skills where they can help you and support you throughout your business growth journey? And I did a podcast on that as well. And I'll have to find I think it was how to choose a business coach, right? So how to choose a business coach. Are you looking for a specialist or are you looking for a generalist, right? So a generalist can help you with support in many areas. A specialist knows one thing and they know one thing really well, and they can teach you that technique and you'll likely be successful. So find someone who's not just a one-hit wonder in a marketing strategy, but someone who can help you with sales, marketing, service development, and the CEO skills that you need to set yourself up for consistent and reliable growth. And nothing will test you more than being a business owner. You will start to question your worth. You can doubt your decision to start in the first place. You might experience resistance when it comes to putting yourself out there and being visible. Just know that your people are watching all of the time. Even if they aren't reacting to your emails, your social media posts, or your content, they are passively consuming. Your former colleagues are watching you too. They want to be sure that you're seriously committed to success before they jump in the pond with you. But more than anything, if I can leave you with one message, that's a lesson that I've learned over a lifetime. Be kind to yourself. You didn't take the easy way out. You decided to go for the long road, and lucky you, the rewards on this path are far beyond what you are even imagining right now. You have no limits except for the ones that you allow yourself to believe. You are wise, you are talented, and people need what you're offering. So let them see you, let them know you. And remember to extend an invitation to them to take the next step with you. They're waiting for you to ask them. And if you need help with extending authentic offers and making invitations to people to work with you while you're also giving them great content and opportunities to have conversations with you, join me for Standout Webinars. Standout Webinars is a program we developed in 2020 when one of my colleagues asked me, does anyone know how to deliver great webinars? And I was like, oh my God, yes. We have closed nearly $2 million worth of business in the last 5 years by delivering really compelling webinars and opportunities to have online workshops. So I am teaching that exact same process that I use and that I have used over the last 5 years to close nearly $2 million worth of new business in an 8-week program called Standout Webinars. And if you go to standoutwebinars.com, you can get all the details. And if you're following me on LinkedIn, we're having a preview webinar session of February 7th and February 9th. I'd love to see you there. Just look for that event on my LinkedIn profile, and we'll be talking about what it's like to join Standout Webinars. It's 8 weeks to a high converting webinar, and that's an asset for your business that will return for you over and over and over again. It's a rinse and repeat marketing strategy that works hands down every time. So I look forward to seeing you there. And if you have other topics that you'd like us to cover. I know we're creating some great content. We have some fabulous interviews coming up for you very soon. And I want you to know that I never take it for granted that you've invested time to listen into this podcast. And I appreciate you. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.